بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والعاقبة للمتقين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وإن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى، صدق الله العظيم. Respected listeners, as we have heard many times over the past days, that the blessed month of Ramadan, the month in which the Quran was revealed, is at our doorstep. And the ulama have been telling us that we need to start preparing for the month of Ramadan. We have heard that in terms of the preparation for the month of Ramadan, there is the recitation of the glorious Quran. In the month of Sha'ban, it was the practice of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to fast for the majority of Sha'ban in preparation for Ramadan. So fasting in the month of Sha'ban is also something which has been mentioned by the scholars that we should start doing, so that when the month of Ramadan comes, then we are prepared. Increasing our ibadah, dhikr, tilawat, increasing in dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of these things are mentioned when it comes to the preparation for the month of Ramadan. One of the objectives and the goals and the targets of the month of Ramadan for every believer is and should be that by the end of the month of Ramadan, I am forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have secured my forgiveness, that whatever wrong I have done, whatever sins I have committed throughout the year, in this blessed month of Ramadan, I seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and every day I beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I cry and I tear in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I make sure that by the end of the month I have been forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise, I will be from those unfortunate ones regarding whom the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that they have made a great loss. Who has made a great loss? Three individuals have been mentioned. And from among the three individuals that have been mentioned, one person who has been mentioned is that person who, upon whom the month of Ramadan comes and he has not secured the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other two, one is that person that the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioned and he does not send durood upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the second person is that person who finds his parents in old age and does not secure his Jannah. These three individuals have made a great loss. So one of the purposes and targets and goals of the month of Ramadan is to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make sure that by the end of the month of Ramadan, our slate is clean. And one of the things which the ulama have mentioned as a precondition for securing the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And some have mentioned it as something which will hasten the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is learning how to forgive others. And this is something that we need to do in preparation for the month of Ramadan. That before the month of Ramadan starts, our hearts are clean and clear. Before the month of Ramadan starts, our hearts have to be clean and clear. So our hearts can draw the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can benefit from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the forgiveness that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants in the month of Ramadan. Someone said that forgiving others is wajib. Overlooking the faults of others is wajib. And the reason for that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the greatest, He forgives His servants for the wrong that they do. So the servants should in turn forgive the servants as well. No one is perfect in this world. I make mistakes, you make mistakes. But to keep a grudge in our heart, to have hatred in our heart for our Muslim brothers and sisters, not only those who are Muslim brothers and sisters, those who are related to us by blood, this isn't the quality of a believer. The quality of a believer is that when he makes a mistake, he goes and asks for forgiveness straight away. The quality of a believer is that when someone wrongs him and oppresses him and takes away his right, then he has the heart to forgive the person who has oppressed him. This is the quality of a believer. And when we build this quality in our hearts, and when we work on this quality, sometimes it may feel difficult. Sometimes our ego and shaitan will not let us do that. Sometimes shaitan will tell us, but you are on the right. You haven't done anything wrong. You don't need to go and apologize. إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ إِخْوَةٌ فَأَصْلِحُوا بَيْنَ أَخَوَيْكُمْ The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us that even if you are in the wrong, even if you are in the wrong, then go and make up and apologize and reconcile with your Muslim brother, even if you are in the wrong, knowing that, even if you are in the right, knowing that you are in the right. So knowing you are in the right, even then go and make salam. Go and ask for forgiveness, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you a better reward. One hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that forgiveness and the act of forgiveness only increases a person in honor. You know, sometimes we think that if I go and ask for forgiveness, or when this person comes and asks for forgiveness and I forgive him, then this will be a humiliation for me. This will be a disgraceful act for me. People will talk about it, and people will say this, and people will say that. The hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that this act will increase your honor. And the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam are the most true. The famous incident with regards to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, Ummul Mu'mineen, our mother, the slander against her is a very famous incident which is mentioned with great detail in the books of a hadith. In fact, Imam Bukhari rahimahullah has mentioned the whole incident in a separate chapter. And the incident is very famous where the munafiqun accused and slandered our mother Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha that she has committed zina and fornicated and cheated on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Na'udhu billahi min dhalik. And the munafiqun, they were spreading this rumor. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was so innocent, she did not even know anything about it. The riwayat mentions that in those days they didn't have anywhere to relieve themselves, so the women would normally go out at night. In the dark hours, they would go out in groups and they would relieve themselves. So the mother of Mistah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she was going with Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, and Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha was completely unaware of the rumors regarding her which were circulating in Madina Munawwara. And then she tripped. And when she tripped, she said, Ta'isa Mistah. That may Mistah be destroyed. So Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha said, why are you saying that to regarding your own son, someone who participated in the Battle of Badr? So she said that, do you not know what the people are talking about in Madina Munawwara? The people are accusing you, are slandering you. And Mistah is one of the people who has been caught up in spreading the rumors. And he was the cousin of the Prophet, the cousin of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a wealthy man. And he used to take care of the family of Mistah. He used to look after him financially. And when he found out that he is involved, my cousin, who I am taking care of, is involved in spreading the rumors regarding my daughter. You can imagine the hurt and the pain that Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu felt. Those who have daughters can imagine that the individual that a father tries to protect the most, has the most love for, has the most care for, is the daughter. So he took a qasam and he said, by Allah, from this day I am not going to spend on Mistah. By Allah, from this day I am not going to spend one dirham, one dinar on my cousin. He can go look after himself. He can go look after his family. And this is when the verses of the Quran were revealed. وَلَا يَأْتَلِ أُولُو الْفَضْلِ مِنْكُمْ وَالسَّعَةِ أَنْ يُؤْتُوا لِلْقُرْبَى. That the ones who have virtue, the noble men, the ones who have the biggest of hearts, they shouldn't take this type of qasam. And they shouldn't say that I will never spend on him. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the end of the verse says, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. That do you not want to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Do you not want Allah to forgive you? If you want Allah to forgive you, then learn how to forgive others. For small, small things, we are breaking ties with our relatives. No one is accusing our daughters of zina. No one is accusing our beloved mother of a sin like this. But for small, small things, because of our ego, because of the pride that we have in our heart, we can't take that step and go and seek forgiveness and ask for forgiveness. If we want to secure the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this month of Ramadan, أَلَا تُحِبُّونَ أَن يَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ. Do you not want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you? Then learn how to forgive. And do it today. And do it today. How are we going to do it? It's very simple. The opportunity is here. You can send a text. You can send a phone call. Even better than that, go and meet the person. Take a gift with you. And just explain that today I was in the Jumu'ah khutbah. I was in the Jumu'ah bayan in Masjid Quba. And the Imam said this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness is something which I want. And if I want to secure that in the month of Ramadan, the blessed month is coming, then please forgive me and I am forgiving you. I am even giving you the template. You can present this and it will become very easy for you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase your honor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you happiness in your life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to act upon these hadith and these verses of the Quran. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also alleviate the suffering of the ummah, especially our brothers in Palestine. The suffering has been going on for so long, we mustn't forget them. We should still continue to make dua for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about their suffering. وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ اللَّهَ غَافِلًا عَمَّا يَعْمَلُ الظَّالِمُونَ. But don't think Allah is unaware of what the zalimun, the oppressors are doing. Allah knows. Allah is just waiting for the right moment to punish them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease the suffering of the ummah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq and the ability to act upon the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. The brothers can stand up and make the sufuf from the first saf till the last saf and fill in the gaps.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله المليك المقتدر سبحانه يعفو ويغفر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله أعظم الناس خلقًا وأكثرهم عفوًا فاللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه والتابعين أما بعد فأوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله ربكم والعفو عن غيركم فإنه أقوم لحياتكم وأبقى لسعادتكم قال سبحانه وأن تعفوا أقرب للتقوى أيها المؤمنون قال تعالى وقل لعبادي يقول التي هي أحسن إن الشيطان ينزغ بينهم إن الشيطان كان للإنسان عدوا مبينا فنعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس ليحزن الذين آمنوا فيوغر الصدور بالشحناء والقلوب بالبغضاء قال تعالى خذ العفو وأمر بالعرف وأعرض عن الجاهلين وإما ينزغنك من الشيطان نزغ فاستعذ بالله إنه سميع عليم فالعاقل لا يفتح للشيطان أبوابا ولا يبقي لسوء الظن أسبابا عباد الله ما بال أناس يتخاصمون لأهون الأمور تمر بهم السنوات تلو السنوات فلا يسلم هذا على ذاك ألم يسمعوا قول رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يحل لرجل أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث ليال فيا من قاطعت الآخرين بالخصام بادرهم بالسلام ألم تسمع قول الملك العلام فاصفح عنهم وقل سلام فالنفوس الكبيرة وحدها تعرف كيف تحتوي غيرها فأولئك عسى الله أن يعفو عنهم وكان الله عفوا غفورا يا من في عفو ربكم ترغبون إنكم في شهر كريم ترفع فيه الأعمال إلى رب العالمين فاغتنموا يا عباد الله هذه الأيام المباركات بعفو فما زاد الله عبدا بعفو إلا عزا ارحموا ترحموا واغفروا يغفر الله لكم ألا تحبون أن يغفر الله لكم والله غفور رحيم أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد عباد الله اتقوا الله تعالى قال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون وقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آل نبينا محمد كما صليت وسلمت على نبينا إبراهيم وعلى آل نبينا إبراهيم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آل نبينا محمد كما باركت على نبينا إبراهيم وعلى وعلى آل نبينا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الراشدين، وعن أزواجه أمهات المؤمنين، وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين، وعن المؤمنين والمؤمنات، وعن جمعنا هذا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم اجعل جمعنا هذا جمعا مرحوما، واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما، ولا تدع فينا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما. اللهم أعز الإسلام واهد المسلمين إلى الحق، واجمع كلمتهم على الخير، واكسر شوكة الظالمين، واكتب السلام والأمن لعبادك أجمعين. اللهم كن عونا لإخواننا في أرض الأقصى المبارك، وكن معهم وثبتهم واربط على قلوبهم وصبرهم، واخذل عدوك وعدوهم، واجعل الدائرة عليه يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، لا إله إلا أنت، سبحانك بك نستجير وبرحمتك نستغيث. ألا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين ولا أدنى من ذلك، وأصلح لنا شأننا كله يا مصلح شأن الصالحين. اللهم ربنا احفظ أمتنا، واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا، واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات، المسلمين والمسلمات، الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعاء. آمين يا رب العالمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
Please straighten the sufuf and ensure that all gaps have been filled in. If there are any gaps in front of you, then quickly fill them in. Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. قل يا أيها الكافرون، لا أعبد ما تعبدون، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم، ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد، لكم دينكم ولي دين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله اللهم انت السلام عليكم.